100 years of making a difference in your community. That's Country Financial. Now back to WJBC.
Country Financial is one of our community's largest employers. Here in 2025, they're celebrating 100 years. With that, Country is working with WJBC to celebrate its employees and share resources, tips, expertise to help people like you manage risk. Today, I'm joined by Adam Gary, the Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer at Country Financial. Welcome to the program. How are you?
It's great to be with you again, Blake.
It's great to have you here. We talk usually every October because it's a big month for you and the staff, but this month is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and studies have shown that enterprises are increasingly at risk in the face of cyber attacks. We're seeing it in the news every single day. What's Country Financial doing to harden your defenses?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're working every day because we all know technology changes and it becomes more and more prominent in our lives. And so with that, as technology is changing, we have to change with it because there are bad actors out there seeking to exploit all the bells and whistles and good things about technology and turn them into bad. We certainly want to defend against that as best that we can so that we're not losing our client data or any company data and getting it into the wrong hands.
In your profession, how do you keep up?
It's difficult to keep up, I'll have to say.
Moral of the story is it's really hard because everything's changing 24/7.
Yeah, well, there are the good news is Country Financial is not alone. There are it's something that every company that uses technology, which is every company, has to really think about defending their systems, defending their data. And so there are many organizations that do research. They provide resources, they provide best practices, they provide technology and tools for companies in general to defend against cybersecurity infiltrators. And so Country makes use of those organizations. We understand and study up on what's best for us, and we adopt new tools, new technologies, new ways to defend data and protect our technology as best we can.
I'm sure Country Financial is one of the biggest employers here in McLean County, but I get this every day. I get a bunch of spam emails. I get all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure as one of the biggest employers in town, you're blocking thousands and thousands of emails of just of spam and phishing and things like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. As much as we're improving our systems kind of behind the scenes to drive cybersecurity defenses, there's still basic blocking and tackling, which is all of the spam and nefarious emails with hidden links and things that draw vulnerability into our employee environment. And so just one of the basic things that we've done for a long, long time, we have to get better at it, smarter at it, is to block bad phishing emails. And Country Financial, we block over 200,000 emails per day.
Per day?
200,000 don't even reach our employee inboxes just because our technology filters them out.
So does Country Financial, because it's insurance, because there are finances involved, do you see more of an impact than other peers, so to say?
Well, smaller companies are going to be less on the radar screens of bad actors. And bigger companies, especially with those that are, you know, we store up funds to be able to pay claims on rainy days and when those things come. And so we're on the radar screens of bad actors seeking to harm our company and harm our clients. And so, yeah, we have to be very, very vigilant.
What about employees? What role do they play in cybersecurity?
Well, this is Cybersecurity Month, and that means we're bringing a lot of attention to cybersecurity with our employees. Some of that's really good and gamified, and it just is exciting for our employees. But some of it is they have to take a required training. And so that's
everybody always sees that training,
everybody,
like, oh, more training.
That's right. But I'm with them. I got my invitation to take my training and pass my test. But what that training does is reminds our employees of why it's so important.
Yeah.
It helps them understand what their role is in terms of spotting bad emails that might slip through our defenses, spotting nefarious activity, where they need to report that, how to do it, and other things that they need to know in terms of best practices